Shalom, everyone. Mr. Hashem, I would like to share with you today one of the Hanim Miladim Al Yusa that Rav Klefsky Zichron Levracha used to share with us. Generally, Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Para coincide. Generally, Parshas Para happens to be on Parshas Kisisa. And Rav Klefsky used to say, Zichron Levracha, that is the Chora Eremez to what Chazal say, that Tavo Ha'em Utekaneach Tzoas Bena. The parasha of Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The mother, Parah, should come Utekaneach Tzoas Bena and clean up the mess that her son, the Egel, made. And if Klefsky wanted to say Pshat, wanted to be masbe that, based on a word that he said he had heard from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha. He said he heard it from him. Later on, he saw part of it was printed in the Sefer of Emes LeYaakov. He says, it says in the parasha, beginning of Parshas Chukas, Parshas Para, Rashi says, it's called Zos Chukas HaTorah. Lefi shehasatan v'humos ha'olam monin es Israel, because Satan and Humos ha'olam, they come and they complain to Yidden. They say to them, Maha mitzvah hazos? What is this mitzvah? Umatam yeshba? What kind of an understanding, sevara, logic is in mitzvah of Parah Aduma? And therefore, the Torah writes on it, Chuka, it's a choik. Gezerahi milefanai en lecha reshus leharer achareha. It's a gezerah, Hashem says, from me. You have no right to think after it, to doubt it, to suspect it. And Rav Klefsky said that it says in Sefer HaChinuch that, you know, Chinuch wrote the Sefer because when his son became Bar Mitzvah, he wanted to give him a taste of Itariak Mitzvahs. And he writes that I wrote the Sefer for my son, as a Chinuch for him, for his friends, as they become the age of Bar Mitzvah. And Chinuch writes that although I allowed myself to give reasons to Amim, a taste into the different mitzvahs, when I came to this mitzvah, he says, Rafu yadai, my hands became weak. Va'ira liftos peh, and I'm afraid of even opening my mouth to give a reasoning or a logic or understanding into this mitzvah. Because Chazal say, in Midrash Tanchuma, that Shlomo HaMelech understood the understanding, the logic behind all the mitzvahs. When he got to Parah Aduma, he said, Amarti Echkama, I became wise. Vehi Rechoka Mimeni, I see Parah Aduma, it's far away from me, I don't understand it. And Rav Klefsky was Masbir. He said, what Shlomo HaMelech meant was, Behi, not just Parah Aduma, he, the whole Torah, Rechoka Mimeni. Parah Aduma was Megale to me, that I didn't even understand those things that I thought I understood. Because Parah Aduma, I don't understand. And the Chinuch says the reason that it's hard to understand is because Parah Aduma is Metayres HaTameim, brings Tahara for Tumas Meis. But those who are involved with it, in the preparation of it, they become Tamei. That's one. And two, although it is dealt with like one of the process of the process of one of the Korbanos, but it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Goyim look at it, as Chinuch says, like a Korban that's brought for Seirim, for Shadim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it goes against the laws of Avodah Zorah a little bit. So that's why he says, I don't want to get involved with saying Pshat. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, he says, I don't understand that Chinuch himself is Maide, that the Ta'amim that he gave for the other mitzvahs were not really the real reason, the real logic, but rather something for the kids to have a little understanding, a little taste into the mitzvah. So what's the big deal about saying something about Parah Aduma too? Bishlomo Shlomo HaMelech, who thought that he understood the real reason behind every mitzvah. He came to this mitzvah, he doesn't understand the real reason. Then he understood all the other reasons were not the complete understanding of the mitzvahs anyway. But Chinuch, who uses the Sefer as a platform to give some understanding, some taste for the kids, what's wrong with giving a pshat, also a lesson, also in mitzvah para aduma? Re'avu Kamenetsky says a givaldig yesod. He says because the mitzvah of para aduma is in order for us to keep it without understanding. He says the reason that para was given in Mara, the para aduma was given in Mara before Matan Torah, was because it's so fundamental for everyone to understand that we keep the Torah not because we understand the reasons, because it's logical, but rather we keep the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us as a gezerah. This is fundamental. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, any reason you give to this mitzvah, it defeats the purpose of the mitzvah. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is, you don't understand it, do it without understanding the time of it. Do it only and only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should do it. Therefore, Chinuch says, I'm afraid of opening my mouth because any reason that I give, it would defeat the purpose of the message of the mitzvah. With that, Rav Klefsky wanted to say pshat in Tavo Ha'em Utekan Neach to Asbena. Rav Klefsky used to say that you see, Yidden who made Egel in the Midbar, the Ramban says the Kavana was not really to make an Avodah Zarah. They were not fools. Klal Yisrael were not fools. They stood by Har Sinai 40 days prior to this. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. They couldn't refer to a statue of a calf and say, Ele Elohecha Yisrael asher elucha me'eres Misraim, that this calf brought you out of Misraim. Impossible. So the Ramban says that they wanted an intermediary between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the connection. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki zeh ha'ish Moshe, Moshe ha'ish, this Moshe who is an ish, a person, lo yadanu mehayalo, we don't know what happened to him. So a person may not be able to be anymore a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need something else to fill the role of that intermediary between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to that end, Aharon picked the idea of a shore, of an egel. And the Ramban explains, because Al-Pi Kabbalah, this was the next one, or it was Midas Adin, because this corresponded to the tzura of the shore that was on the Merkava, and all the other understanding that goes into it. The only problem that was there with this cheshbon was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not make a statue. Lo ta'asun iti. Elohe kesev, elohe zav, lo ta'asu lachem. Lo yeh lecha elohim acherim al panai. That means all the cheshbonos were right. If Aaron HaKohen has those cheshbonos, obviously, logically, makes sense. The problem is, though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not to do it. So in essence, Chet HaEgel was something that, although logically, could have been justified, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't use justification. I told you not to do it. The tikkun of Chet HaEgel is a mitzvah of Para Aduma. You don't do the mitzvahs because you could justify it, because it makes sense. Because logically, I understand it. Because if you do that, then you could use your logic and understanding in other places that you shouldn't do it either. Comes Para Aduma and says, the mitzvahs are gezeras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gezerahi milefanai, iyata rashay le'ayir achareha. So the mitzvah Para Aduma takes away that mistake, that chet of Chet HaEgel that we, based on our understanding, we could go ahead and do different mitzvahs the way we understand. And perhaps this might be also a connection to what happened during Megillas Esther, during the time of Esther and Mordechai. You see, Esther comes to Mordechai and says that I don't want to go to Ahasuerus now. It's not a good time. I haven't been called to Ahasuerus. Zeh Shaloshim Yom. Either it's because he doesn't like me, that's why he didn't call me over, and if I go now, I'm putting myself in danger. Or because soon he's going to miss me and he's going to call me over. So why should I put myself in danger? I'll just wait another couple of days for him to call me over. And although this argument is a logical argument, Mordechai said to Esther, no, you should not hold yourself back. If now you keep quiet, Yidden will be saved in a different way. And you and the household, your father's household, will be destroyed. What was Mordechai answering to Esther? Esther is saying logic. Give me a couple more days. There's no rush. The Gezerah is not for another 11 months. Why should I rush? And Mordechai says, no, you have to go now. Because Mordechai says to Esther, you see, we cannot make cheshbonos. We are in this deep trouble of Haman because your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather made cheshbonos. Shaul HaMelech was told, go and kill out Amalek. Instead of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direct command, he started making cheshbonos. I'll bring animals for korban. Logical. He had the Kal V'Chomer, Chazal say. Kal V'Chomer, if on Egla Arufa, if one person who's dead, we bring Egla Arufa. On all so many people that I killed, I shouldn't bring Kapara. So he made Cheshbonos. To him, the Cheshbon was logical, he was right. Shemuel says to him, we don't make Cheshbonos. Halo Shemoach Mizevach Tov. It's better to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than bring Korbanos. Listen to what Hashem says. So Mordechai says to Esther, we are in this trouble because of Cheshbonos. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting to us, if I was told, Chazal say by Malach, that Haman made such a decree, that means we have to act now. And if we have to act now, we don't make Cheshbonos. It's now time to act. Because this is a chance to fix up the mistake of your father's household. Otherwise, the at uves avich tovedu. Your father's household will be destroyed because this is the time of making the tikkun. And to that end, Esther says, if that's the case, so go let everyone know that they should all fast. And I'm also going to fast. For 3 days and three nights, I'm going to fast. Can you imagine what Esther would look like after 3 days and three nights of fasting? Here's a queen who's coming to appease the king, who wants to invite the king to a party. And she's going to show up to the king, worn out, weak, after 3 days of fasting? That goes against any hishtadlus. That goes against any logic. Esther says, if that's the case, if you're being soimech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Hashgacha, then the logic is put aside. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we fast 3 days, we move forward based on a semach, on a siyata dishmaya. And that is what succeeded. And maybe perhaps that's why Chazal made the takana of Adelo Yoda. Since when we have a mitzvah of Adelo Yoda, a person should lose his das? Losing das is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chazal say, that one day a year, you could give up a little bit of your das. Why? Because Chachamim said so. Because that's the takana. Because you understand, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do not try to use logic against what he said. Or it has to make sense what he says for me to do. And especially nowadays and age, that everything has to be explained, everything has to be understood, everything has to be logical. And Satan and Umos HaOlam chepper us and deal with us and bother us with everything that we do. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Or the times that our Chachamim, our Enei Ha'eda, our Gedolei Israel, are telling us things to do or things not to do. And our logic, maybe it is a little bit different here and there, and it has to make sense completely. It's a lesson we need to take home. A lesson that we need to take for ourselves. That there is a trust that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvahs, and there's a trust that we have in Chachamim, Emunas Chachamim, that when they tell us clearly, directly to do something or not to do something, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, Afilu al yamin shehu semol, al semol shehu yamin, is something that we need to take home and accept it and do it. That is perhaps the message of Para Aduma. The way Rav Klevsky said it by Chet HaEgel, a message for us, for now, our days and age, that we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs clearly, regardless of understanding, and we should follow our Das Chachamim, with Emunas Chachamim, exactly as they say. Good Shabbos.